to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello.
Hello, this is Betty.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive. Well, hopefully I can hear you throughout the show because you're not coming in so hot tonight.
Yeah, I don't understand why that is the case.
Seems like maybe it's a cord issue for you.
No, I'm pushing through. I mean, I can hear myself on the recording track, and I mean, I can give you more volume if you want. That might work.
Holy shit!
All right, how's that? Does that work?
Whoa!
I think it's a cord issue on your end, maybe. Because I'm like, I don't know. Did you fix it?
No, I lowered the volume of the Tampa studios, and it's better now.
All right, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was insanity.
Well, all right. All right.
Well, hi.
Hi. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
And this is Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here. I am your lovable artificial personality unit with style and class. Fuck you, Roger.
I didn't say anything, Betty. Why are you so mean to me?
Anyways, this is episode 257 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, October 3rd, 2022. We are carried on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on our website, Cheyenne Radio. Visit www.cheyenne.org. Click the menu. Click programming.
Oh my God.
Clicky clicky on the
Betty
Joe
got
and
over-modulated.
Anthony Show. Subscribe, add,
there you go. That's
like,
better.
Favorite, just do it now, damn it. Okay, guys, let's get cracking with the TV segment.
Oh, Betty.
Betty out.
Jeez, yeah. Thanks, Betty.
Well, you know, that's what Betty does.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Betty.
Yeah. So where are we? Where are we, Anthony?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know. Things have just kind of gone off the rails already, and
I feel like I'm still in roundabout hell.
You should never feel like you're in roundabout hell. I mean, one should always never feel like they're
like
in roundabout hell.
I'm sitting in the middle seat of life.
Well, yeah, that is true. You were in the middle seat of the roundabout, so.
Yes.
That does cause some interesting effects on things.
Well, it was like centrifugal force.
Yeah.
Combined with a very uncomfortable middle because it's not really designed to be a seat, but it's a seat.
That's true.
And the fact that I was next to... Well, it was just a crowded vehicle.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And
you were kind of smushed in there between me and your
mother.
And
I didn't want to, you know, impose my mass... But man, it felt like an IndyCar race, you know, just going around and around in circles.
If I had opened my door, we would all flown out of the car from centrifugal force.
Yes.
It'd been like this boom. Yeah, right.
So speaking of things that are flowing around, what happened with that hurricane?
Well, we got lucky. Fort Myers did not get lucky. They actually got hit pretty hard and pretty bad. We fared well, mostly tropical storm winds. The winds were probably up to maybe, I'd say at most 80 miles an hour gusts. You say, oh my God, that's significant. For Florida, that's like nothing. That's not even, we really
like
honestly,
a summer breeze.
Yeah, we really don't start freaking out until we start hearing category two or three. So like tropical storm winds, anything under like 110 miles an hour, we're just kind of like, okay, whatever. Because it does
happen.
So if
it's like 155 miles an hour.
155 miles, category 6 or 5, I believe. 4 or 5. That's a bit much, yes. That's a problem. That becomes a problem. But hopefully we never get hit with that. But yeah, I mean, inland here, you know, anything up to about 100, usually about 165, we're okay. But we, you know, I don't want to get up to 155. That'd be pretty devastating for the area. But no, they got hit really bad, and it's a shame, you know. And but we did okay. We got some rain out of it all. And
is Fort Myers a residential community or is it a touristy area?
It's kind of the same thing as everything else in Florida. So it's kind of residential, touristy, commercial. It just kind of falls all over the place. But it's definitely like the rest of like Clearwater and Indian Rocks Beach and all the other ones up and down the Gulf Coast. They're all tourist towns in some way, shape, or another. A lot of them.
Wow, you just disappeared again.
Did I just disappear again?
Yeah. Hello? I can kind of like barely hear you.
You can barely hear me.
Okay, now I'm hearing something.
Let's try that. Maybe it's a stupid little thingy adapter. Is that better?
Yeah,
that?
Now I'm hearing you.
Okay, so, you know, so, I mean, it's a lot of retirees, a lot of tourism. So, but, yeah, there was a lot of damage down there. And it's going to take them a while. It's going to take them a while to rebuild. And I am smoking tonight. I'm trying to, at least. I haven't gotten much of it. But I'm trying to smoke Ninja Fruit.
Ninja fruit. What is ninja fruit?
Ninja fruit is, I believe it's a hybrid, but it makes me very talkative, and that's why I like to smoke it sometimes, because it makes me talkative.
That's
but not so good
like...
for you, because I run over your time segments. So.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
So how about you, Joe? You've been
well, it's
Florida?
Been a month since I was in Florida, it's been an interesting, fun time. Yeah, it's been a busy, fun time since Florida. But I knew it was coming, so that's why I think I took the trip. So tonight's strain is Mac 1. It is an indica, and it is decently fun. However, I'm going to have a little bit of apple fritter just to kind of spice up my vocabulary.
See, all the I've tried the apple ones, and they all kind of make me drowsy. They make me want to close my eyes.
Oh, these don't. This is sativa.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah.
So, and tonight's beverage is Veldige. It's a varietal by the Cruise Wine Company. So, hey, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
Don't be Veldy when you can be Veldige.
No.
No, we have no voicemails tonight.
All right. Well, guess what? Our chat room is open at chiampa.org, and let's see, there's nobody in there.
Wow. Well, we do have a few people tuned in, so we're doing all right.
That's the wrong page. That's the wrong page.
Are you on
there
the wrong page, Joe?
Right.
Maybe that's
page.
Why nobody's on the chat room. You're in the wrong chat room.
So, and our phone lines are ready for you right now. Give us a call at 813-327-8566 on your celery mobile phone or slim single line with last number redial.
Come into the chat room and talk about rubber baby buggy bumpers.
But, you know, in the meantime, I think Anthony has something for us in his weed corner.
I always got weed in my weed corner, at least as much as Daddy DeSantis will allow me to buy in any particular day. Our first story comes from Reuters. A Japanese health ministry panel recently recommended revising the nation's drug laws to allow for the importation and use of products classified as medical marijuana. The recommendation was based on meeting medical needs to harmonize Japan with international standards. The revision will apply to marijuana products whose safety and efficacy were confirmed under laws governing pharmaceuticals and medical devices. Japan has very strict laws bearing the importation, production, and use of illicit substances. The committee's report noted that only 1.4 people in Japan have ever used marijuana. 1.4. Wow. Yeah. Compared to 20 to 40% in Western countries. And it's 100% in my country. right here in the country of me, in my little itty-bitty cubicle. Let's see. Revision of the law would be necessary for the use of the cannabis-derived epilepsy drug Epilex, which is currently undergoing clinical trials in Japan.
Pardon me, it's got to be tough for stoners that want to go to Japan and get a lot of sushi.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I don't know if you want to go to Japan and be a stoner, because again, it's the drug laws are pretty strict. Yeah, a lot of I think Thailand, I think, was starting to do weed.
I'm sure there's a back market or a dark market or what do you call it?
You know, I don't, maybe, but 1.4% of people. So what's the Japanese population?
I don't know. Do you got the Google Music?
No, I don't have the Google Music. We really need the Google Music. Okay, so
we need to get back to our roots and use the Google Music.
So it is 125.8 million.
Okay.
So that is, and that how much of a percentile did I say that was?
A quarter?
No, it wasn't a quarter. It was like 1 point something percent. It was very small. Yes, it was very small. The 1.4. So 0.14. I'm edumacated. I know what I'm doing. So in the entire country of Japan, only
1.7 million people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Wow. That's all. 1.7. And that's a lot. I mean,
there's still a market.
It's a very niche market. I'm sure you can find it, but it might be expensive too because it's such a niche market. Who knows? So, well, let's move on. We're going to go into the SciTech Daily article. According to a new study, cannabis users of all ages are no more likely than non-users to lack motivation or be unable to appreciate life's pleasures, showing that the stereotype often depicted in media has no scientific basis. The study was led by a team of researchers from University College London, the University of Cambridge, and the Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology, and Neuroscience at King's College London. I believe this was done in Canada. This research was part of the CanTeen study. So yes, Canada. The study was conducted to determine whether cannabis users exhibit higher levels of apathy, loss of motivation, and anhedonia, loss of interest and pleasure from rewards, when compared to controls, and whether they were less willing to exert physical effort to receive a reward. So sometimes answering the door to get that pizza might be too much, according to some people thought, according to stoners, but The team recruited 274 adolescent and adult cannabis users, so it was a small study, who had used cannabis at least weekly over the past 3 months, with an average of 4 days per week, and matched them with non-users of the same age and gender. The results of the study show that differences in apathy and anhedonia, whatever that is, between participants that used marijuana and compared to those that did not, was actually pretty negligible. So, yeah, no, it does not make you lazy or, you know, it's, yeah, it's surprisingly not what you used to think.
Interesting.
Yeah. But if you smoke a lot of, you know, indicas, you'll probably be tired all the time.
Indicas, yeah, you'd be wanting to just lay around and watch TV and masturbate all day.
Yeah. So, is it time for a fun fact or something? And that was
not the
fun fact.
Okay, Anthony, it's time for today's fun fact. Are you ready?
As ready as I think I'll ever be.
And today's fun fact is the sixth sheep's sick is believed to be the toughest tongue twister in the English language. Wow. Well, that's interesting. And that was today's fun fact. Remember, the more you know, and you'll only know at the Joe and Anthony Show.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, there you go.
That all right, works. Should we let Roger do his...
Are we timed to do that? I guess so. Yeah, well, it kind of says we have a minute and 49 seconds till we do Narrow National Day. But, I mean, we can go ahead and let him do it and just move on. That just gives us more time to talk anyway later on.
There we go.
Go ahead and kick off, Roger. Come on, Roger. Let's go.
All right, Roger. Let's do this, Roger. Come on.
Holy sixth, six shakes, sixth sheep's sick. Thank God for nothing.
Oh, my head hurt.
Hey, it's me, Roger, and I am a fill-in-the-blank kind of robot around here. Betty hates me and I am barely more valuable than a paperweight. At least I still do sex ad commercials and I got this neat gig with Lego. Wowzers, I didn't realize I could be such a blabbermouth. Anyways, this is your National Day moment, for today, well it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is October 3rd, 2022, and oh boy, it's National Boyfriend Day, National Child Health Day, National Consignment Day, and what all your broken diodes are waiting for, it's National Techies Day, wowzers. Anyway, Joe is going to twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin, spin, spin. But will it be the insurance wheel? Hold tight and reverse your diodes. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Wow, wow, wow. Let's see what happens. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
Yay.
Let's see here. Let me, let's hold on. I gotta find the damn button here. I've lost the button.
You've lost the button.
I've lost the button. No. The button gets lost sometimes. So here we go. Wait, here we go. Oh, well, I guess it had to happen sooner or later. All right, let's, where did I go? Oh, here we go. All right, so let me, find the news story and move on here.
Well, at least our insurance won't go up.
Well, yeah, you didn't see the flooding that the toilet caused. Our random story of the night comes from WFLA News Channel 8 from Tampa Bay and tells us how to not react during a hurricane. Officers responded to the scene after multiple calls came in about a man breaking the front windows of a Walmart neighborhood market with rocks and miscellaneous items. Officers said that when they arrived, they saw George, 46, breaking the windows with concrete blocks. No employees were at the store at the time because it was closed for a fucking hurricane. And pallets were stacked inside the business. According to police, the suspect rambled on about various reasons he broke the windows, but did not have one specific reason. The affidavit said the damage to the Walmart sliding doors was estimated to be about $10,000. George was arrested on a charge of criminal mischief. His jail record shows an extensive arrest record, including a recent arrest for trespassing. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty Lou.
Holy leaping robotic gonads. Hi, it's me, Betty. Are you having fun yet?
Yes.
Are you still waiting?
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, hell, with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. When you visit Shyampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and many other fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. It's all under programming, get clicking. Again, be sure to visit Shyampa.org for the Joe and Anthony Show's archives, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up Chicago News Department news. Oh hi, back to you Joe, Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Yeah, thanks Betty. Well, before we get to the news source by our own very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather. From our very own Chicago's Midway International.
Hi.
I don't hear anything in the background. Yay. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently a few clouds and 63 degrees. The dew point is 44, and the humidity is at 50%. It's very nice and dry. Winds are howling out of the east at 9 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 49. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 70. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 75. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. Partly sunny otherwise, with a high near 66. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 50. And for the weekend looks sunny and cool with temps in the low 40s to the low 60s. Be sure to wear your polyester windbreaker in annoying bright colors, which you can pick up at your local dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar.
Dollar and that's your miscellaneous!
Ew! And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press the flashing any key, now with the more popular fiber for the new
colon blow.
Oh no, that's...
Did you get a little lost there?
Oh, yes.
All right. Find the sweet spot and come back to reality.
Yes. Sweet spot. All right, so a lazy day at the water park reveals a creature feature. Alligators seem to be loving our state lately, Anthony. There's been a lot of alligators in Illinois. So, by our friend Ben Hooper, September 22nd, UPI. An Illinois water park marked the end of the summer season by letting one last visitor float along the lazy river, an alligator. The Scoville Zoo brought G, a 39-year-old alligator, to Splash Cove in Decatur to officially become the last visitor to the park to float on the lazy river. Splash Cove officials said the last human visitors were at the park several weeks ago, allowing enough chlorine to naturally burn off the water for it to become safe for the reptile to take a swim. A video posted to Facebook by the Scoville Zoo shows G floating in the lazy river and crawling along the bottom of the water. He loved freshening up on his swimming skills, floating in the river current, and letting us know that he's ready for you. He enjoyed his trip to the lazy river by refusing to leave.
That's quite exciting.
G finally decided to come out and then basked in the sun on the concrete deck for a few minutes before safely venturing back to his home at Scoville Zoo. The zoo said officials hope to make the lazy river visit an annual event for G. What if he gets shocked from traveling? Because, I mean...
I don't know. I mean... I've never really asked one, but I guess amazing, you know, they're reptile, aren't they? They're cold-blooded, so don't they adjust, they have less of an issue with temperature variations than, like, say, mammals and humans.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
But I don't know, I mean, it's, you know, we can always, like, you know, reach out and do an interview on somebody that knows it, or speculate and say, yeah.
Stay tuned, maybe. Folks, we might have that. Coming to a show.
Hopefully
you
know an expert, because I sure know, though. All right. We ready to move on?
We sure are.
All right. Let's go on and see what the hell's going on.
Well, because this is another one of those Because Why Not stories by Ben Hooper, September 23rd, UPI. A 14-year-old Alberta girl achieved a Guinness World Record by pulling 23 socks onto her foot in 30 seconds. Carolina of Calgary said she started training herself to beat the record for most socks put on 1 foot in 30 seconds under 16 when she had some downtime after a swimming competition in July. And on her first attempt, she was able to tie the previous record of 19, set in May by Arif Ibn Abdul Halim of India. You really just have to focus on just putting on the socks and just keep on going, Carolina told CBC's Radio Calgary Eye Opener. You are allowed to start with one sock on your foot, which is 9. Carolina's official attempt, recorded by her mother, ended with 22 socks on her foot, enough to take the title. Carolina said she received her official certificate in the mail this week. She said she might pursue the adult version of the record, which stands at 28 socks, or she might pursue records in swimming categories instead. It was kind of just for me, the record, because I didn't really want to, you know, like, prove it or anything, you know?
Yeah.
And it takes me like a half hour to get on one fucking compression sock in the morning. Jesus Christ. She gets on 26 of them in a blink of an eye.
In 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I'm like, oh, my seconds. God. I'm sitting here. I'm like, going, girl, can you come and do this shit for me? Because I'm middle-aged and fat. This takes a while now, you know? all right. Let's see. Where are we going next? Ooh, I see what's coming up. We got a Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty. Ooh, that's where me lord went.
Oh, my goodness. That's where my sanity went. Go, please be leprechaunish or whatever.
From the man of many website. If you think you're having a bad day, spare a thought for this poor U.S. truck driver whose vehicle flipped while traveling down an Oklahoma City highway, spilling its contents. Who do you think might have been in that truck, Anthony?
Puppies.
Bleh. Okay, fair guess. Try again.
The biological weapons.
No, sadly, no. Instead, Anthony, it's believed to have been personal lubricant and sex toys.
Ooh, that sounds like a fun time. Wow, that's a road party nobody should miss.
But now, footage from a local news station capturing the conspicuous load as it was scattered across the highway has set the internet into a frenzy. Traffic on Interstate 40, located on the western fringes of the Oklahoma City metro area, was brought to a standstill by the incident after the semi-trailer loaded up with all kinds of different-sized dildos and quantities of lube collided with another truck, spreading all of the contents along with debris from both vehicles in every direction.
It's a sexy party!
KWTV's News 9 helicopter was sent to investigate the goings-on, and now a clip from the station's broadcast has captured an exchange between morning anchor Lacey Lowry and the station's helicopter pilot Jim Gardner as they're discussing what the contents of the truck could possibly have been. The station helicopter's camera zooms even closer, finally focusing on boxes that appear to have the words "Fake Phallus" printed on the sides. As you'd probably expect, Barstool Sports was all over the saucy development, sharing the clip with the caption, "A tractor trailer full of dildos and lube flipped and spilt all over a highway in Oklahoma," which proceeded to draw millions of views and thousands of retweets. Fortunately, no one was injured in the collision, although our thoughts are with the people of Oklahoma during this difficult time, as they will be undoubtedly suffering due to the resulting dildo and lubricant shortage. May their shelves be restocked as soon as possible. If this has reminded you that you have been meaning to buy your very own fake phallus, be sure to visit the back room adult aisle at your nearest Dollar General miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you
dollar
much.
Dollar miscellaneous. There's nothing general about it. It's dollar and it's miscellaneous. We don't know anything about dollar. Generalities. We stay away from generals when it comes to dollars.
Wow, and that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chips Gipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Definitely on crack. There ain't no question about that one. Thanks, Joe. Do you find going to your nearest sex toy shop too much of a hassle? Well, enjoy the large parking lot at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store after you find our special back room filled with all the goodies, intimate and antimate, that fills your desires, available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store. With room for large parking lot, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. I'm trying to figure out the whole parking lot angle. Maybe they can let us know. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org to join in this unique, hingeless, and handleless experience. This week on This Way Out, Colorado, California, and Florida in the rearview mirror. And in this week's news, anti-queer Istanbul marchers demand no promo homo. Belgian Roman Catholic bishops announce their celebration of same-gender couples. Durango, Mexico opens civil marriage to queer couples. Montana concedes to a court order on gender change rules. Transphobic attacks on children's hospitals continue. And a Texas judge protects PFLAG families from child abuse probe. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joan Anthony Show on Cheyamp Radio. Hang tight, folks. I don't know what the fuck we'll be doing, but we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Tuesday Jack, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whiz.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow packs. When you start cleaning with Ajax,
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
J-G-L-L.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Milk in our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You are listening to Cheyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know? The expression to knuckle down originated from playing marbles, where players used to put their knuckles on the ground for the best shot. Or how about the game of tug of war was an Olympic sport from 1900 to 1920. I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
And now, a Joe retromercial.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups. Real fruit and fun rolled up in one.
You can peel them, you can fold them. Fruit Corner! You can tear them, you can share them. Fruit Roll-Up! You can rock them, you can roll them. You can really get to know them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups are the chewy snacks made with real fruit that you unroll, peel, and chew.
You can stretch them, you can chew them. Fruit Corner! You can pass them, you can ooh them.
Fruit Corner's Fruit Roll-Ups, now in great-tasting grape.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I love it when I do that.
Yeah, it's a good effect for you.
I hate it when I do that.
Live Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Bloody hell.
What the fuck is wrong with my voice now? Now I sound like a fucking tin can. Goddamn you people.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Oh, shit.
What are we oh-shitting about?
What am I supposed to push?
You're supposed to push the Roger button. I don't know what
Hello,
it is.
Roger two, here. I think. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Ooh. Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome,
you
Joe.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
They're all going crazy. They've all lost their minds. So they've lost their minds a long time ago. All right, let me find the button. Here's the button. All right. Oh, God. You know, it's funny. You get out of the studio for a month, and, like, you get back, and you feel so rusty, and sometimes you're like, I forgot what button to push. Where the fuck is the button?
You know. I've noticed now links are opening properly when you click on them in Word.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They weren't doing that before.
What were they doing before?
You had to right-click and choose Open Link.
Oh. Huh. Interesting. All right.
These two people look like they need to open some links.
Someone needs to open some links. Anyway, before we continue, it is time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KETBA. We're looking at a beautiful week in the Tampa Bay region this week. Unless you're listening live, it is currently mostly cloudy. And it is 73 degrees. The humidity is a lovely 66%. The microphone connection is going crazy in Chicago. The dew point is 61 degrees and visibility is 10 beautiful miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunday will be sunny with a high. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 83. On Tuesday night, we're looking at mostly clear skies with a low around 66. And on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 83. These temperatures are absolutely beautiful for us. And yes. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 67. And that's it for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Yes,
there you go. Spin around. Just don't throw up, Joe. Just don't throw up as you spin around, please. That's hard to clean that off of equipment. Trust me, I've been there. I know. I've worked in a school.
Wow, these people made me want to spin around by looking at them.
They kind of just spin looks. Around standing still, don't they? All right. Our first story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and tells us about a very misguided couple living the Florida lifestyle. While patrolling the area of Southwest County Road 232 in Gerst County, deputies saw a suspicious vehicle that was parked on the side of the road. Investigators say that the car had a broken window and the occupants of the vehicle were asleep. Deputies contacted the driver and passengers of the vehicle, and a narcotics investigation ensued with the assistance of two other detectives, which led to the arrest of the driver, Alan of Groveland, Florida, and passenger Rhonda of Ocala. So, you can get that beauty in Ocala, and you can get that handsome man in Groveland, Florida. Alan, who happens to be... And they are both absolute winners. I have to make sure I have my sound effects ready for this one because these are definitely sound effects driven lines here. Alan, who happens to have a total of 20 prior charges in Florida with 3 felony convictions and 3 misdemeanor convictions, was charged with possession of controlled substance for methamphetamine, Prozolam, and possession of drug paraphernalia, racking up a total bond of $85,000.
Wow.
Now, his passenger, Rhonda, was charged with possession of methamphetamine, methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, that's all, folks. Paraphernalia racking up a total of $12,000. Wow. Rhonda has two previous charges resulting in no prior convictions. Yeah, look at that. She got lucky. See, he's going to be around for a while.
He's expensive.
He's quite expensive. Our next Florida story of the night comes from WFLA News Channel 8 out of Tampa Bay and tells us about a man who was living the Florida lifestyle in a ditch on Interstate 275. St. Peter's man was arrested for driving under the influence on Thursday afternoon after crashing into a ditch off of I-275. According to Florida Highway Patrol, troopers responded to the crash off of the ramp of 38th Avenue North around 2 in the afternoon. Troopers say they found Adam, 39, in the passenger seat of a vehicle registered to him and with the keys in the ignition. Adam reportedly crashed into some small trees and ended up in a water-filled ditch. Trooper said Adam's speech was slurred, and he kept repeating, "We're going to be okay." His breath reportedly smelled of alcohol, and on top of other indicators of intoxication, like unsteady balance and bloodshot eyes. Trooper said, "Oh, wait, I got to get it for this one, too." This is another sound effect. This is another great sound effect.
Oh, boy.
Troopers said his breath alcohol tested at 0.37, more than 4.5 times the legal limit. So more than a third of his blood was alcohol.
Yikes, that's going to be a headache in the morning.
Yeah. Or whatever that works out to. I don't know. But whatever it is. But the legal limit is 0.08. Mitch had 0.37. FHP said it took two EMS personnel to help Adam out of the car. Yeah, right? Lovely.
Damn. Now, wait a minute. Okay, so there was a crash, but what happened to the other person?
There was no other person. He crashed into a ditch.
Oh, he crashed into a
Yeah,
ditch.
He ran
okay,
into
so
a. He ran
he
into
didn't
some
hurt
bushes.
Anybody else?
Yeah, no. The whole thing with him is I guess he was exiting. He was exiting 275 at 38th Avenue North, and in the process of exiting, while on the exit ramp, he ran into the ditch, or actually ran off the exit ramp into foliage, and then into a ditch that was full of water. So, yes. So, he did not. He injured only the ditch and the foliage and probably a fiber terminal. And that's probably about it. Other than that, he's that nobody else was injured in that bonehead maneuver. So, yeah. And are we good with that one?
We're good.
We're good? Okay. Okay, good. Hold on. Okay. All right. Let's move on. There we go.
Our sexy,
yes, our final and sexy Florida news story of the night comes from The Sun and tells us about a new Florida way to tailgate at football games.
Damn.
If you're ever in the mood for day drinking, overcooked meat, or smashing yourself into tables, then tailgating could be for you. And no one does tailgating like NFL fans. Miami Dolphins fans took it in a whole new level before last week's game against the Buffalo Bills. A video has emerged of strippers dancing in a makeshift strip club outside of the Hard Rock Stadium. Well, with music blaring in the background, fans can be seen throwing money and enjoying the company of these dancers as they live life to the fullest in a stadium parking lot on a Sunday afternoon. Reactions from social media were varied, to say the least, with one person commenting, "Reason 1,240,876,685 I do not go to Florida." I agree. Whether or not this becomes a staple of Dolphins tailgate remains to be seen with the Dolphins on the road this week, preparing to face the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday night. As such, fans will have to wait until October 9th when they host the aforementioned New York Jets to find out if the parking lot strip clubs will return. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Roger, you stink.
No.
Well,
no,
you can
no,
thank the database
no.
that you're tuned
there
into, Cheyampa Radio. Come join fun.
Wow.
We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566 and you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. And don't forget me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our UniQ studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, the lovable Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, the hateful Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. The show is, like, here and now.
It's here.
So
it's
if you
now.
Want to be a part
it's
of
current.
It.
It's exciting. I tell you, this shit makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Ninja fruits. Now, this is a
Where
pretty good
I?
Set. I don't know. Where are you? You're in Studio B in Chicago.
Well, hey, Anthony. Last week, our show title was, was it?
I don't know. Was it?
Was it serving up naked in the Taco Bell drive-thru?
I don't know.
We have a call?
No, I'm calling you.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. So we have a phone call connection. How does this...
I'm not exactly sure how that's all going to work out. It has been untested, but I figured it would be something to try.
Well, I've hung up now.
You've hung up on the phone. Goodbye, phone connection. All right, fantastic. We will continue our discussion. Was it serving up naked in the Taco Bell drive-thru last week? I can't remember.
I don't remember anymore. Oh, my
I can
goodness.
Open my handy-dandy... MP3 taggy machine.
I can't even remember if I completed the function of uploading things. It's like my brain is... Oh no.
Oh,
CSRF verification failed. Request aborted. Radio for All won't let me log in, but that's okay.
Did you boo-boo?
The show title was actually called Joe Gets a USDA Approved Hooker After Hanging Out 48 Hours in the Roundabouts of the Villages.
Yes, that was it. You did get a hooker. And how was that USDA approved hooker, Joe?
Chewy and tough.
Yeah, I got the kosher one. It was the same way. All right. So let's make some editing changes here to
Scripto. I copied a couple of keywords. One of them was snoozing.
Snoozing. Was my shit that bad tonight? Did I make everyone fall asleep?
And the other one was crashing.
Crashing. Wow. Snoozing and crashing. Have you been doing meth on me, Joe?
And that one guy who was so drunk, but when paramedics came to him, he said, "We're going to be okay."
Be okay. So all your keywords came from one news story.
I think "We're going to be okay" is a good show
title. I think that is a good show
title.
I think we're going to be... Wait, hold on. Let me make sure we quote it correctly. Let me go back to the news story here. And because I want to make sure we appropriately...
I wish we had music for that.
Yeah, we don't. Let's see. We're going to be okay. So we're going to be okay. I will post it in the script here.
Okay,
so,
goody.
Because I want to.
So there you go. We've got our show title,
quote.
Folks.
So what do we
it's
have?
That easy sometimes.
Is that
it's crazy
easy sometimes? It's like taking butt paste from a baby.
Butt paste? What's butt paste?
I don't know. It's paste you put on your butt. Instead of you putting it on construction paper, you put it on your butt. I don't know. I'm high. What the hell? I don't know what the fuck I say half the time. That's why we do a radio show.
I don't know. Look it up now. I want to see if I can find butt paste.
I give you butt paste. You run with it. I mean, that's how it goes. I give you butt paste. You run with it. Just take it on. 813-327-8566 if you care to join this
dysfunctional functionality that we
something
do every
I don't know what the
well
fuck
you know
is.
What we have to be honest, we've probably gone down to once a month. At this point, just because our schedules are so convoluted, and we're tired and we're old.
Yeah, well, I was doing a lot. We had a lot going on at work.
Yeah,
for me
That's another key.
We both
function.
Did. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we both were just really busy with work, and that will happen, unfortunately, when it comes to the show. But
with that said, we are committed to
420 episodes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. excuse me. Even if we have to do it from the infirmary. But yes, it's one of those things where I think, you know, hopefully we can get at least to a weekly or a bi-weekly basis. Because, you know, I like it. I like it when we can put out regular content for our five listeners and their spouses, which are probably sitting there going, why the fuck are we listening to this bullshit? Who the fuck? Really? You listen? Why do you listen to this shit? Who the fuck are these people?
And why do I care if he's...
And why do I care about his butt paste? All right, I'm going to drink some beer, Joe. You take over.
So, you know, lots of things have been happening in the world lately, and I got to tell you, I think with the pandemic and how that has affected perception of time, that perception of time is still fucked up. It has not corrected itself. It's still... And it's made worse by the... seasons, because now it's getting really dark quickly. I would say by like 6 o'clock. No, shit, by like 5:15, 5:30, it's dark now.
There's still a pandemic going on. I mean, I think the last time I saw someone with a face mask was... I don't remember. To be honest with you, I honestly don't remember. It's like the pandemic never happened here.
I wear it on public transit, and I wear it when I'm inside of a Uber. And I wore double masks when I was on the plane.
Okay. Which is good. I mean, that's...
Yep. I mean,
but like,
for
me, the perception of time here is life has returned to normal. Things like... It's like, for us, it's like the progression. We're entering our busy hurricane season. We had our first hurricane of our Gulf hurricane season, and it lasts like a month more, and... But now it's cooling off. Now we had a major hurricane. Now the weather's shifting. It's cooling off now. It's not so humid. And,
yeah,
you know, we're kind of...
That's a good thing for you.
Yeah, we're kind of landing into a better... And hopefully, you know, by, you know, the end of this month, we'll be in some comfortable weather. And hopefully no more hurricanes. That would be nice. But I can understand your perception, how for you
it's
it would
different
seem so
here
different.
In the northern states. You know, I think it's different because there is still a good percentage of people that do feel that this could crop back up because people are being careless. And we're getting back into indoor season.
That is
true. Everything's going to be back indoors. You can sit in patios in some places, like bars and taco joints, but... If you want a nice fine dining experience or something halfway decent, you're not going to want to sit outside in 30 degree weather.
But they did it in Lady in the Tramp. No, I get it. And like for us, it's kind of like we're actually kind of leaving our inside season now, I guess. I mean, we're actually...
Well, now you'll be able
windows.
To go out into the lanai and...
Yeah, you know. Right? Go out after we kind of reset it, because it's still... I mean, it's set up, but it's still kind of put away. I'm waiting for another hurricane.
Ooh.
It hasn't happened yet, but I don't want to put everything back together too much, because if I have to take it back down, it's such a pain in the ass. It really is.
Or you can just simplify it and just have...
And that's kind of what I've done. I set up a couple chairs. Everything else is kind of stacked and ready to be tied down if necessary. So, yeah.
You know, we just need to develop those science fiction style force fields already and just be done with it. And have those ready to go in times when you need it.
There you go.
We need to protect your property.
Put it on your house. Put it on your car. Put it on your butthole.
Raise the shields, Anthony.
Raise the shields! Wait, I think that's the wrong one. We'll go with this one.
And they'll be nicely designed so that it won't attack human skin or structures or something like this, unless you design it to do so. Of course, insurance
I think the Palmer butthole shield will probably need to have some type of bio-blocking agents.
Well, it will need a button, though, to allow things to come out when necessary.
You can Bluetooth it on your phone. Just make sure your phone stays charged all the time. And just hope your neighbor, you know, or someone sitting at the dinner table a few over doesn't have the same Wi-Fi, you know, and doesn't interfere and releases your butthole shield too prematurely, you know.
Yeah,
that would ruin a fine dining experience, let me tell you.
Oh, oh look. It's fine. The ugly light.
Saved by the ugly lights. Well, folks, the ugly lights have come on, and I think the crazy house is here to take me away. And the carpet is gnawing at my ankles, which I'm not exactly sure how that's happening, but hey, I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Wow, yes, horny sea cows are taking over.
Is that what's in the carpet? Do we have horny sea cows in the carpet? Oh my god. Really?
This sure sounds like a developing why not me moment.
Okay, yeah, why? You can take the damn horny sea cows. They're gnawing at my ankles.
Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yes, you can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Be sure to catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, I Thought You Had Your Foot in the Web Camera, Radio Free Labor at Noon on the Weekend, and Hot Dance Mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Well, I was seeing you out on a peripheral vision, and I just kind of like saw that coming in there, and it looked like the heel of your foot. I'm like, my God, how are you doing that? I haven't been able to bend like that since like 2005.
Well, you know, Anthony, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in this wonderful Cheyenne radio programming, Technicu audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Cheyenne Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with automatic thrust on bass activation. Or maybe it's your Bluetooth-enabled flushing toilet with last podcast recall. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point it to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience. It's been one hell of a week, day, month, year, everything. What's 2023? Wow, that's an odd year. Years are odd.
I'm trying to finish my ending thing here.
Yeah, odd years are odd. It's going to be a year. They're talking.
Do odd years?
Lots of things.
Does that mean that like chickens are gonna fly backwards and toilets are gonna flush in reverse and like I'm gonna have to worry about my car park and then the meters won't work and I'll get tickets?
There might be a black hole at the edge of the solar system.
I thought we always knew that, though. Didn't we always know that? I always assumed there was a black hole at the edge of the solar system.
Did you?
Yeah, I kind of actually already
did. You feel like we're all getting sucked into the black hole right now?
Honey, life is a black hole you get sucked into. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiambet.org. If you're interested at recasting our show, you may contact us at playus@chiambet.org. If you want to sue us, we don't exist. Remember, folks, don't try to prepare for a hurricane during the hurricane after you drive your car into a ditch because your Palmer office chair butthole shield deactivated in a strip club. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a V for Vagina.
This has been a Butthole Euphemism production.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with
too
a
many
V.
Buttholes.
Brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.